a singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will hold his first full cabinet meeting today, and the White House confirms Elon Musk will be there as experts in his Department of Government Efficiency quit in protest.
More than 21 computer engineers and project managers who worked with DOGE resigning in protest. They had worked for the U.S. Digital Service, which DOGE replaced. In a letter saying, "We will not use our skills as technologists to jeopardize American sensitive data or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOGE's actions."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Three senior Ukrainian officials say the U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit the White House later this week. This is Pope Francis' 13th day in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a quiet night as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Addressing the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison Tuesday, Evers says there's no question tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dietrich is reintroducing legislation that would ban trans women and girls from playing in the sport that matches their gender identity. That bill follows the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's announcement that it's changing policy on transgender athletes. And the owner of a southern Wisconsin ski hill is charged for assaulting a teenager. Dane County deputies arrested Tyrol Basin owner Nathaniel McGree Monday after he allegedly struck a 17-year-old boy who was at the ski hill without a pass. McGree faces disorderly conduct and child abuse charges. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max and Fem, Gem City Weather.
We have a little fog this morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon, 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy, windy, 54. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7.
Max, some hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:05 with Smash Mouth on Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. To the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Max FM.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Today is Wednesday.
Wait, is today Wednesday?
Today is such a great day.
This is really great today.
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it?
That much closer to the weekend.
That's what's so great about it.
Well, better get back to work.
We work hard. We play hard.
Work hard, we play hard.
Yes, they work hard and they play hard.
Showtime, baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:13 a.m. on Wednesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. Today, we do have a chance of rain. Patchy fog throughout the morning. Cloudy with a high of 44. Tonight, slight chance of rain continues. Mostly cloudy with a low of 31. On Thursday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 42. Friday, warming up, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 52. Taking a look ahead to the weekend. Saturday, cooling down, mostly sunny, a high of 31. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 38. Looking at the next week, we see highs returning to near 50 by Tuesday. Currently, Emily, it's 35 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
Yes, it is a little gray today, Dave, isn't it? It's a little different than the last few days. Usually, it's been real sunny lately, and it's a little drizzly.
Yeah, it's definitely different today, that's for sure. The rain was coming down pretty good earlier, and not that I'm complaining. We definitely need some precipitation. I'm glad it wasn't the other kind of precipitation, and it'll help wash salt off.
Exactly. And you know what? Because we're just, you know, going ahead and moving ahead in a time warp here and not having it be late February and it feels more like mid-April, the rain feels actually quite appropriate. You know, sometimes a nice little kind of cloudy, rainy day is okay when you know the spring is working its way through. So we're just going to assume that it's kind of like April and this is normal. So
that's right. I'm good with that, to be honest with you. And as I'm looking outside the studio, it's definitely still raining out there a little bit. It's definitely lighting up a little bit as well. So I know how much we need it. So I'm perfectly good with that. Now, it is kind of interesting. It's going to be a historic day today. The Price is Right is airing its 10,000th episode. And to mark that milestone, Emily, they're giving away $90,000 in cash and prizes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I always wanted to be on The Price is Right. I don't know if you guys know that about me, but I really, we bring up this show actually quite a bit on our morning show. I think there's a soft spot in our heart for The Price is Right. But I always wanted to be on it so badly. And it looks like this would have been the perfect time to get on that show because who knew they were going to give away so much stuff to celebrate? But that's really cool. I think it's great. So let's see here. So here's how we know this. In a teaser for the episode, announcer George Gray shows off a huge multi-layered cake that pays tribute to some of the show's most popular games. He and Drew Carey also reveal that over the course of the show, 75,000 people have been called to come on down. That was pretty cool.
Come on
and contestants have walked away with more than $300 million in cash and prizes. Woo!
Wow! Now, 300 million, 75,000 people. That's
the showcase
insane.
Showdown,
right?
Was like so amazing, right? You think about what the total value that they put on those were not very much. Like a whole trip for like 10 days around the world and like blah blah blah. They'd be like this. Trip, this prize is a total value of $7,500. You think about that now, you're like, what? Like, literally, you'd go to like California and back for like 5 days and $7,500.
Right?
It's just crazy. Like, just the difference of what the money could take you back then in terms of what seemed like a huge amount of money to win and take a crazy trip, win a car or whatever. So,
right.
Anyways, perception is important.
It is. Well, and Drew says, hosting the show has been, quote, one of the best experiences in my professional life. No matter how my day is, and as soon as I get to The Price is Right and walk through the door, it all goes away. It's just vibing all day. And Drew has definitely done a good job on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
I've not been able to watch it recently, but I think today I am going to try to watch it. I think that's on my list of things to do today.
It's
I'm going
good.
To attempt to watch it, you know. I do have a TV in my office, after all.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's only because you work for a TV station, though. That's not, right. You know, let's be careful here when Dave talks about his TV in his office. He's not just slacking. That's part of his job.
It is. Yes, I also work for a TV station here in Baraboo. In case anyone doesn't know about it, we'll just mention it briefly. It's WBR 43, and it's a small cable television station, Spectrum Cable Channel 10 over the air, Antenna TV 43, and we do a lot of local programming on there. So we do monitor to make sure the TV station is working. We don't sit there and watch TV all day long in Dave's office, in case anyone's curious. It's usually muted.
Curious, actually, I'm curious because I am new to the content on that TV station, as maybe some other people here that are listening, you know, don't really know what's on there. What kind of stuff could people catch on there?
So we, on Sundays, for example, it's all local programming all day long. When there's church services on there, Sundays starting at 9 a.m., that goes until 1 p.m. And so we've got local church services on there from our local churches. Discover Wisconsin, Midwest Grilling, Into the Outdoors. We have an hour of polka on there as well every Sunday as well. And I know Rob was watching it one day in my office, and he's like, "You guys have polka?" I'm like, "Yep, every Sunday we have polka on there." So we have a lot of different things, and then we do YTA as our main feed throughout the week, but we supplement it with all those local programs. I mean, Midwest Grilling is such a great show. If you've not watched it, everyone knows how much of a foodie I am. Great opportunity to see all that. And that's all day Sunday.
All day Sunday. Wow. So that's really cool. You can learn all kinds of stuff about food stuff. And it sounds like some really cool programming. And what I like about it, it's just hyper local. Like you said, it's like what is going on literally right around you. What it is that the people in Wisconsin, the community around you like to do, like to eat, like to dance. I mean, right? Like there's I love the Sunday polka. There's an old school radio station in one of the communities that I've been able to tune into, and it plays polka on Sundays, and it always has. I mean, it's like never going to change.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
I remember listening to one of our stations as a kid. They had polka Sundays, and we would listen to it regularly. And I know I've got a good friend who's trying to get me to play polka music on here. I'm like, we can only do that in September during our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. And we usually end up playing at least one polka song.
It's fun, man. I don't know. You know, for those of you out there who have never seen an oopa band, you got to get out there and do it. The energy is so infectious, and it, you know, people of all ages get up and dance. I remember taking our son when he was like barely, you know, he was just walking. He was probably like a year and a half, maybe two, and taken to go see an oopa band. And he was just drawn to the stage. I mean, it's just, you know, the instruments they play, everything is so like big, and there's so much movement, it's so much color, and I don't know, it's just it's a really neat part of Wisconsin heritage, if you will. So yeah, see the Oompa Band, watch The Price is Right. Another, speaking of game shows, another one that I absolutely loved was Let's Make a Deal. Do you remember that one? That was like,
I do.
That was everybody dressed up in costumes, and I don't remember who the announcer was, but he would ask people to look for something in their bag or in their pockets, and that's how they got called up. So they say things like, "Who's got a clothespin?" I mean, nowadays we don't have a clothespin in their purse, but like whatever, bobby pins and safety pins and whatever. And people would look, and then their look of joy and like fear on their face when they realized that they were about to go up there was just literally priceless. And then they'd go up, and you'd see them burst into tears and give hugs to the host. I mean, it was just so real. You know what I mean? Like, talk about live emotion.
It is. And they actually have Let's Make a Deal. They did the newer version of that. That airs in the afternoons on one of the channels here as well. And
oh, cool.
Wayne Brady's a host of that. And it's funny watching them get up in the costumes, seeing the new version of it compared to way back in the day. And what's in your purse and things like that is just, it cracks me up. You know?
I love it. And it's just completely steeped in like the brighter parts of consumerism, like gambling, Let's Make a Deal, right? Like it's very innocent, but it still kind of has that element to it, which is like exciting and cutthroat. And like, I don't know, like there's something about those type of shows too, that for me, you know, bring back nostalgia of you know, some of the stuff that was on TV back when I was a little kid that was, you know, originally made in the 70s. And so some of the outfits and the just the antics are just, it's almost like, did people really dress and act like that? Yes, they did. They 100% yes, they did. That was real.
Yeah. So
oh, I watch love it. I'm going to so catch the new Let's Make a Deal on one of our TV stations. I love it. Love it.
Yes,
love it.
Definitely do that. And watch Price is Right. If you don't get a chance today, you definitely want to check that out. And Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Woo!
So if you are celebrating, don't forget to text those into us, 608-355-9970. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate, or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting baraboo-kiwanis.org, and they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults. Children 4 to 12 eat for $4. And kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Mead King in Rock Springs, offering delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or the pink peppercorn flavors as you enjoy their intimate atmosphere. How about raspberry or a vanilla-flavored mead? Check them out on social media for newly announced flavors. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. That's today only at Max FM Big Deals.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant with Stephanie Shulman from Vive Medical Aesthetics. Stephanie, how are you doing today?
Just great. Thanks, Dave.
Yes, it is nice to have you here. And you started a new business. Let's talk about your new business and what it's all about, Stephanie.
Sure. Yeah. So I started Vive Medical Aesthetics in July of 2024. My onset goal was to set out and help people with weight loss with a medically supervised program. And I brought on a whole slew of other medical aesthetic treatments that people can benefit from, like Botox and filler and things like that.
Your business is new to the Baraboo area, and if people want to get in contact with you and learn more, what's the easiest way for them to do that, Stephanie?
Yeah, I think the best way would be to check out my website. It's www.vive4me.com.
All right, they can check out your website. And do you have certain office hours? Is there some flexibility with that, or how does that all work, Stephanie?
Yeah, I am based out of the Madison area. I host hours in the Middleton area on Monday, Thursdays, and Friday. I come to Baraboo on Tuesdays, and then I'm on the east side of Madison on Wednesdays. My hours are generally 10 to 6.
Sounds like a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. And again, your website is the best way to contact you. And what's that website again, Stephanie?
www.vive4me.com.
Now, we're also talking about the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry and how important that is to the Baraboo area. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. What is your take on that? What's the importance of that to not just Baraboo, but the area in general?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important that people have proper nutrition, and healthy food really is essential to the health and well-being of our community. And I really think that people who are on financial hardships are, you know, shouldn't have to struggle between the choice of food and paying their bills. And I really think it's important to be able to have access to those healthy foods for the health of our community and our individuals, neighbors next door.
And the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry doesn't just serve the Baraboo or Saucony area. It services anybody that's in need. It's not address specific. Anybody can take advantage of their services, right, Stephanie?
That is correct.
Beyond Blessed Food Pantry is every Wednesday in Baraboo. They line up the Circus World Museum parking lot in Baraboo no earlier than 3 p.m. Get a ticket and go over to the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry and get the food that they need. And as you mentioned, that is something that is so important because just from the nutritional aspect, right, they need to have that healthy meal alternative.
That's right. I think it'll help contribute to a stronger, healthier community overall, which we all need in this day and age.
Yes, we most definitely do. I would agree with you, Stephanie. Is there anything that you'd like to add today while you're here?
Just that I wish everybody a happy, healthy, well day, and hope that the cold doesn't get you down and the sunshine can keep you going.
Most definitely. Stephanie, thank you again for joining us today. We really appreciate you being here, and we appreciate talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Dave.
You are welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Morning, and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a real estate auction open house from 4:30 to 6 p.m. for a property at 203 Washington Street in Sauk City. A nice little home on a corner lot while located in Sauk City. You can view more details on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, tomorrow, we have our Reedsburg February Farm Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. This auction will feature farm machinery, trucks, trailers, skid steer attachments, and much, much more. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Again, that's a Reedsburg February Farm Machinery Consignment Auction ending tomorrow at 9 a.m. Again, preview today from 9 to 3 at our Reedsburg Auction Facility. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Badgers bounced back from their loss to Oregon with an 88-62 win over Washington at the Kohl Center last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Blackwell tallied his first career double-double, finishing with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Marquette got their offense back on track, cruising to an 82-52 win over Providence. Cam Jones and Ben Gold had 17 each to lead the way. Bucks offense struggled last night, falling at Houston 100-97. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 27 points and 10 rebounds. NFL scouting combine continues in Indianapolis. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he'll spend most of his time talking with players, although he does have some time carved out for discussions with agents. WIAA announcing an 8-year contract extension with the Wisconsin Athletic Department for use of its facilities for 7 different state tournaments. The agreement covers boys basketball, football, individual and team wrestling, boys and girls golf and softball, and runs through the spring of 2033. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have a little fog this morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight 31, tomorrow clearing in the afternoon, 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy, windy, 54. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36. 99.7.
Love.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Today is Wednesday, February 26th. We are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating, you still have time to text those in to us, 608-355-9970. You can also text those in to us via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and send those birthdays and anniversaries in now. Also, keep that Civic Media app handy. You can stream us, and you never know when we're going to have another text to win contest. Right, Emily?
That's right. Those seem to crop up every now and again, and we get to have fun telling everybody to text on into when, which is really kind of fun to be on between prizes and you all being winners. So keep your keep your ear to the ground, keep your ear to the radio. How about that?
Yes,
and
that works.
You can find out if there's a new text to win contest coming up with us soon.
Exactly. Now, I looked at our celebrity list, and I have to say, this is the shortest celebrity birthday list I have observed in a very long time, Emily. We'll talk about every one of our living celebrities on this list today.
And I there's at least two that I gotta mention that have passed. One is a little bit more recently than I did.
Yes. Yep.
We'll go ahead and do that. But this is short. There's like six. So I'm gonna start with my girl, Erykah Badu. Birth name Erykah Wright, biggest hit On and On. She had so many hits. She is 54. Oh yeah, that's super interesting. Well, she is, because yeah, she's my girl, and I'm sure she's listening. So happy birthday, Erykah. You're amazing in every way. moving on to Corinne Bailey Rae is 46, British singer who does Put Your Records On. It's a fabulous song. I don't know if she's like a one hit wonder one, but that song is fantastic. So I'm going to throw it to you, Dave, with the couple we got left here.
Yes, most certainly. Mark Daskos is 61. He was on Hawaii Five-O. Eric Draven on the TV version of The Crow and the extremely nimble host of Iron Chef America. We also have Nate Roos, 43, singer from the bands Fun and The Format. You also know him from Pink Song, Just Give Me a Reason. We also have Teresa Palmer, 39, the blonde from Point Break Remake. You also know her from Hacksaw Ridge, Warm Bodies, I Am Number 4, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and, of course, the Nicholas Sparks movie, The Choice. And last but not least, you just heard him singing along just a few moments ago. Michael Bolton is 72 years old today, Emily.
Wow. That's crazy because, yeah, he was seemed like he was very much in his prime when I was a little kid. So that seems like a lot of years have gone by. So, yeah, I guess a lot of years have gone by there. So, okay. But I do have to throw it down for the man in black, Mr. Johnny Cash. Happy birthday to the late Johnny Cash. He brought us all so much wonderful music. So much wonderful stories and attitude and just so much. Love Johnny Cash. Listen to him all the time. We lost him in 2003. Another incredibly, incredibly famous musician that brought us so much. Mr. Fats Domino. We lost him in 2017. Happy birthday to the late Fats Domino. So I just had to mention those two because those are just pretty big ones and they are missed.
They are definitely missed. And those, like you said, are very big ones. And I know that we will be talking more about them at the Saturdays at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. He'll definitely, I'm sure, play some Fats Domino on Saturday. You can always text request into him on Saturday mornings. He is live 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning with all the classic hits. And, you know, I am sure he will play some Johnny Cash, knowing Kevin as well. So, and if you don't hear him, you can always text him as well. I didn't tell you guys that, but you can always text him and say, hey, I want to hear some Johnny Cash. I mean, we're talking like Ring of Fire. And ironically, Ring of Fire almost became our prom theme song in high school, believe it or not.
I
had a goofy class. And that was one of the choices that we were trying to get as our theme song.
They just didn't want anyone starting a fire in your school gymnasium and dancing around the Ring of Fire. I mean, high school students, come on now. Like, you just don't know what.
Well, in my class.
your class was especially so. Let me guess, were you part of the reason for that?
No, actually, I was not. Believe it or not, no. My goal was to be in school and then get out as quickly as possible at the end of the day. I didn't want to spend any more time there than necessary. Yeah, senior year, we won't even talk about that. But yeah, we had an interesting class, to say the least. And it was just, we had a fun class. We had a smaller class in Liddell's High School. I grew up in Liddell's. And so, yeah, I think we were down to the low 80s maybe by the time we graduated. So it was a small class, to say the least.
And it got smaller as you guys made it through your high school career? That's what it sounds like.
It did, unfortunately. There were some unfortunate events that happened. And so, yeah, there was, yes, our class did definitely get smaller, unfortunately. So, but we had a great group of kids in that class and a great group of people. I mean, it just, we had a lot of fun too, sometimes way too much fun. And because I know there may be students listening, I'm not going to go into any ideas. Sorry, kids.
No, I mean, I have a high school student and, yeah, they have fun. I know, but you know, it's different kind of antics that I'm seeing now. A lot of it has to do with phones and things that are on phones. So,
yeah, and with the advent of technology, it's been such a change.
There's some funny antics that he shared with us that happened the other day in his high school. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is when the antics happen, they are videoed on a phone and usually set to music, and so they're even funnier. So I mentioned the one I recently saw.
But, Something to keep in mind.
It had us laughing. Something to keep in mind if you're doing the shenanigans in high school. Is somebody going to catch you doing it? It's probably going to be your friend, and they're going to have their phone in your face, and it's going to be spread around, and so there's no way you're getting away with it because everyone's going to see it. So, which is like, then they're going to cheer for you, but then it's also going to spread around to the authorities, probably, and or just at least the teachers in school, because everybody's going to be watching, and they're going to come look over the shoulders of the kids of what everyone's watching, and they're going to see what's going down. So, interesting, like, different of way to get away with things, you know. I can't even imagine, but you know, they don't know any other way, so it's not useful to say, well, you know, when we were doing this it was like this, because it's not like they have anything to compare it to, you know.
Right.
They're just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. How would that even work, you know? So the whole walking uphill through the snow to school both ways situation really does happen. And I feel like it's even more severe now because of the change in technology from when we grew up to what's going on now is just so severe, because it's literally like a different planet, and it's just what it is. So accept it and try to work with it as a parent and move along and see how you can all find a place to get along.
Well, that's, you know, and I am very thankful we didn't have cell phones with cameras back in the day. I'm just going to leave it at that, because it would have been a whole different world. I mean, it just, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine.
I think that's fair.
One thing I do want to mention today, we have our big deal of the day. And this is something that if you've not had a chance to go check it out, you're going to want to go check it out. We have half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. That certificate today and today only, no code required, is just $10. You need to check out before 11:59 tonight to take advantage of that. Shop local, say big, maxfmbigdeals.com. Emily, that looks like a lot of fun.
It does. I love, and I don't know if you've ever had mead, Dave, but it's very interesting. The first time I ever had it was at a Renaissance fair. And yes, I'm sharing with the wider world right now that yes, I go to Ren Fair, and it's so cool. If you've never been to a Renaissance fair, you should go. It's just, talk about a different world. It's really fun. So they have a great description that, you know, we have access to here. One says, you might be wondering how this all got started. Well, as with most things, good friends and alcohol were involved. The gentleman took a mead brewing class back in 2009, he said, from his friend Bo, and got convinced he should buy some supplies to practice with, and then made a batch and was completely entranced with this magical elixir. You could say it was love at first sip. What a great description. But like, that's legit. Like, mead goes way, way, way back to, you know, kings and queens and the court. And then also it has a whole like magical root of like, people would drink it and it would be an elixir to like, then they would see fairies and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm just kind of making this up as I go along, but I've done enough reading and like fantasy novels and stuff that I know that mead usually kind of finds its way into those kind of, into that lore. So it's got a cool history. So go check them out. I think that that's a really fun, you know, when you have an intentional outing, right? Like, we've never had mead. Let's go to this joint. Let's check this out. Support their business. Well, right, today you can do that for half price. So your price is $10, retail value $20. So then you can take it over to the Mead King Rock Springs and have a sip and see what happens.
Exactly. Ooh. So go check it out. And we did get a text in and said, yeah, if there were cameras on cell phones, there'd be pictures of a certain incident that I was involved in. One of our listeners texted that in because, yes, he was part of that as well many, many years ago. But we're not going to mention any names about that one today.
And this is what's fun about the host of the local radio going back that far. You get to, like, get the real deal. And we're just getting about the real deal. But we know something went down and everyone's chuckling about it. Who knows about it? We'll just leave it at that.
Hey, it was a cleansing experience. We'll just leave it at that.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. All right. Moving right along.
Yeah, you're going to appreciate it. It was a clean prank. Let's put it that way. So, we'll leave it at
that. Oh, boy. Thanks, maybe we can't talk.
Yeah, we'll talk maybe more about that later. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning, and we are going to talk about the 10th anniversary of the dress. And that's the one that it was controversial because of the color, and it was actually a color and then you couldn't see it. We're gonna talk about that at 8:10 this morning.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Look at you having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
Hi,
because my love.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House on Friday, as sources say a deal is in place to give the United States